This is Kareem Taylor for Promax BDA's Daily Brief Podcast. And today I am talking with Zahira Uloa, who is a Hormone Pathway graduate, and she is now a production coordinator at Studio City. Zahira, how did you get that job?
Yeah. So I met the hiring manager at the roundtable night that was held at the Promax conference, actually. They chose 10 students to showcase the work we had done throughout the year, and I was one of the 10 chosen to be a part of that opportunity. And it was a big turning point for me because I met a lot of great people that are in the industry and doing what I wanted to do. So that's pretty big for me. And I received a lot of feedback on the promos I had done, and it was just a great networking event I was lucky to be a part of. And pretty much from there, it's just all about making those contacts with the people that I met that night. And yeah, and that's how I met the manager.
Awesome. So you showed your work at the actual portfolio night and then sort of met the manager and then, you know, went for a couple meetings or something and then landed that role.
Yeah, pretty much. After sending out a lot of thank you emails and just reaching out to everyone and just letting them know that, you know, pretty soon I'm going to be out on the job hunt and I'm ready, you know, and yeah, and it just happened.
I love that story. So can you talk to me about some of the projects that you work on?
So basically in our editing classes that we took, they just gave us a lot of content to work with basically that content was what I showcased, the stuff that I cut 30-second promos. And I was like the new girl. I did like a promo for the new girl. I did a promo for the Ultimate Fighter. I did a promo for Dancing with the Stars. Those are just a few, but so that was what I showed them.
Cool. And as a production coordinator at Studio City, what does your day-to-day look like?
So no day is really the same, or no night, because I'm the night coordinator. But I guess, so we do a lot of promos for the daytime talk shows, and I'm basically in charge of the finishing product. So I do quality checking of everything we deliver. I make sure the audio is correct. I make sure all the graphics are done and spelled correctly. I look at all the transitions and effects that are used and make sure they were done properly, and assure that all the video formats are correct and that all the shots used have been cleared with legal department. So basically I'm the last stop before I proceed to the delivery to the stations. And so for me, it's very important to be on top of the offline editorial process to the online. And once everything has been fine-tuned, I proceed to the delivery process. So those are just a few of the basics, but that's pretty much what my nights look like.
Awesome. And what are some of those projects that you're working on there?
So I'm on the Dr. Oz account. And so, yeah, just basically making all the promos for Dr. Oz.
Thank you for that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Did you always know that before the promo pathway, can you talk to me about sort of life before promo pathway? And, you know, if you always knew that you sort of wanted to go into entertainment marketing, into what you're doing now?
I always knew I wanted to be in the entertainment industry. However, the process for me to pinpoint where I saw myself. Growing up, my mom put me in acting classes as a kid. So I explored that option. But as I got older, I realized that wasn't the route for me. And I juggled a lot of ideas around, but being part of the promo world was one I hadn't explored. But I'm happy I was able to find such a specific niche to be a part of, definitely.
How'd you find out about Promo Pathway?
Actually, it was through a mutual friend. We were talking and I was expressing to her like, oh, I'd love to do something. We were actually going to the taping of The Real, and we were at the Warner Brothers lot. And it was just such a, you know, like a fun environment to be in. And I was telling her, man, I wish I could do something, and you know, something like this. And she had just taken the program previously. And she told me, you know, they're about to start doing the interviews for the new year coming up, and you should do it. It's, you know, it's a great opportunity, and you learn a lot. You meet a lot of great people. And she had a lot of good things to say. And I was like, all right, I'm all about it. So I just went from there.
You really took a chance.
Yeah, I really did. I was like, what do I have to lose, honestly?
And had you ever sort of done any editing or any writing, any producing of promos? Have you ever done anything like that?
Never. I had never done anything like that. So, I mean, you know, as a teen, when Facebook and MySpace and all that was, you know, a big thing, it was,
right.
I used to love getting on the computer and, you know, fixing my pages and using all these codes and stuff to add music and, you know, just doing like little things like that. But I never like have explored that part of editing or anything that technical, you know? So, yeah.
Right. There's always that talk of like, we were the original coders. Anyone who was using MySpace,
exactly.
You really had to use like HTML and like some sort of coding to like really get the song.
Exactly.
That you want, to make sure that it auto plays and all that other stuff.
Right. If you want to have that cool background, you have to have the right codes for that. If you want to have the music pop on right away, you have to have the codes for that. So that was like the beginning of me, like, you know, me getting into tech and codes and all that stuff. But I've never had done any editing or anything like that before.
Right. So you were exercising your creative juices, you know, sort of early on in your teens, and then sort of found this way to sort
exactly.
of exercise it even further. And so what was the sort of biggest challenge that you had as a part of the Promo Pathway program? Is there something that was a big challenge?
The biggest challenge was just learning the software. Because like I said, everything was so new to me, and promos, I was like, what is that? I don't know. How am I supposed to, you know, tell this story in 30 seconds or less? It was challenging for me because, you know, you think about it, you're like, 30 seconds, oh, that sounds easy. It's like not that long, but it's actually the other way around. It's very challenging because you need to convince someone to watch this in 30 seconds or less. But just, yeah, learning the software, learning how to cut something, that's really difficult when you don't know what you're doing at the beginning. So,
right.
But, you know, after I just kept at it, and any questions I made sure to ask the teacher, and worked on my projects every weekend during the week, just any chance I had to just keep my brain going and just make sure I was on top of it. I guess that was the biggest challenge to overcome.
You really committed.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it was about.
And so what was the turning point sort of after that challenge? When did you realize like, okay, I have a hold on this? You were able to create something that you end up taking to the portfolio night, and it actually ended up getting you a job at Studio City. And so what was that sort of turning point where you're like, okay, I got this. I feel good about this.
The turning point was when I saw the finishing product, I guess, and I saw how well it flowed, and I was able to put my own script together and able to execute that script that I had put together, and just feeling like I had a hold of the knowledge of knowing that program. And now I know how to do something, you know, on Premiere, which was what we, the software that we use.
Right.
So just, it was just a very rewarding feeling I put all that time into this, and it was hard. It was challenging. It took a long time to finish, but now I get to see the end result, and I get to show these people in the industry like, hey, look, this is what I've done. And just to hear that feedback, you know, that was very rewarding, I think. So that was a big turning point for me.
Awesome. And did you have anyone in the program that you really sort of took a liking to in terms of professors or mentors?
Actually, yeah, Scott. He is an amazing teacher. Once the students get to his class, it's going to be quite a ride, because he had a lot of knowledge to give us, and he works for Fox, so he had a lot of knowledge to give us as far as what it's like to work in the industry as well, or like some of his experiences. So we learned a lot from him, and also my editing teacher. I mean, I couldn't have done half the things I'm doing now without him. So Walt, he's also amazing. I mean, all the teachers, honestly, they have been a big part of where I am right now. So I can't put like one in specific, but those are just a few.
Right. You don't want them to call you like, wait, you didn't shout me out on the podcast. What's up? So good. Scott Edwards, SVP owner, promo and operations at Fox, and Walt Louie, who's been teaching for quite a while. Awesome.
Yeah, those two have been pretty important part of the program, I'd have to say. So.
And so outside of the sort of technical aspects of sort of telling a story and, editing, are there some other skills that you sort of came out of the program with? Maybe, I don't know, any sort of soft skills in terms of, what's a soft skill? Let me see. In terms of like being able to sort of professionalism or, just things that, that aren't necessarily so technical.
Yeah, I think just like those social skills that you kind of forget to use, like we all are naturally social, but for me in specific, it's really hard for me to like push myself to ask questions or like reach out to people and say, hey, I need help, or what can I do to move forward, or, just reaching out to people and knowing how to have those conversations with people in the industry that are doing what you hope to be doing one day. And they somehow, being in that program, they show you that it's okay to reach out to these people. They want to help you and they're here for you if you guys need anything. So I just think that those social skills are very important, and so, yeah. That's one thing that I can definitely say I walked away with.
Awesome. Yeah, I was actually in the Promo Pathway program 2014 to 2015, and when you're in the program, it's a year long, and so you think you have all the time in the world, and so sometimes you can sort of miss out on creating those really important connections, but also honing in on your social skills. You can think you have all the time in the world. It's not like it's a a 4-week program where you feel like okay, it's going to end soon. When it's a year long, you're like, okay, I have until month 9 to like really start trying to get the most out of it. So it sounds like you really sort of took advantage of even the year, which is really sort of just a really great foundation for a career.
Yeah, I mean, it goes hand in hand. I mean, yeah, you need to know those technical skills, but you also need to know like how to communicate with these people as well, and that's also very important. So
what advice would you give someone who wants to do what you do? Maybe they want to go through the Promo Pathway program, or maybe they just want to get more out of it, or just learning about it.
I just think that when you get that first job, I believe it's important to go above and beyond, and may feel really overwhelming at first. And like, there's just so much you don't know, but with trial and error, you learn. And when you make those mistakes, own them. I mean, your employers know that this may be new to you, and try not to be so hard on yourself, because take it from someone that has. And the hours are long, but the work is rewarding. So if you can get past all that, I think you'll be good.
Great advice. And so you do work at night. So what time do you come in, and how does it work?
So my day starts at 3 in the afternoon, and they can go in pretty late, sometimes as late as 2 in the morning. But sometimes I can get off early, which is actually really nice. So sometimes I get lucky and get off at 11 or 12. Those are the good nights, because
awesome.
You finish your job early. And but it's just about making sure that you do that job to the fullest, and try not to cut corners or because you want to get off earlier. It's not even about that. It's it's honestly, I'm lucky to even be there. So.
Right. And so I guess one thing I really wanted to ask was sort of, who do you communicate with while you're at work? Are you communicating with editors and sort of, or who exactly are you communicating with on a daily basis in the process?
Yeah, I'm communicating with editors. Sometimes we'll have things going into edit late at night, so I have to make sure that the editors have everything they need, and I don't need to pull any more B-roll or any other footage for them. So I'll be communicating with them. Being that at night, it's pretty quiet, so I have a lot of responsibility for myself. I need to make sure that I'm doing everything correctly, because there's nobody really overseeing at night. So, yeah. And the online editor, of course, he is a big part of my job. So I communicate with him a lot, and I work with him to just make sure everything that I send out is ready to go. So the audio department as well, because those are all the last steps, audio and the finishing. So those are the main people that I communicate with at night.
Awesome. And when it's finished, where does it go?
It goes to the show, and then it goes to the stations, and then it goes to international. So three different sources that I send it to.
Wow. Is that like 500 promos?
500 promos?
I mean, how many is that? It's like, that sounds like a lot.
It seems like it. Yeah. I usually send about one package a night. Sometimes I'll do two or three if it's in rare cases that they're asking for advances or something like that. But usually it's just one package a night, which is pretty nice because you start adding a lot more, it kind of gets a little hectic, but we make it happen. You know, that's what it's all about.
Right. And so is it sort of a daily show? So it's, everything is always new. It's always,
exactly,
always new, yeah, on a daily basis.
Yeah, it's a daily show. It's topical, so sometimes things can change on a dime. You're working on something, and then they can tell you, "Hey, stop! This just happened, so we need to scrap this and start over." And yeah, I mean, you're definitely kept on your toes there because things could be going really smoothly one minute, and then next they're just completely changed. So yeah,
nice.
It's a great experience.
And so at Studio City, you're cutting for every single sort of affiliate TV station?
Yeah. I mean, I guess. I mean,
or several.
I mean, what do you mean for every affiliate TV station?
I mean, like in terms of cutting the promos, you're cutting them for, because I think you said you send it out to different markets.
Yeah. Well, so I send it to the stations and then they distribute it from there to the different networks and stuff. So, yeah.
Good stuff. Well, thank you for, I was trying to get into the nitty-gritty, so thank you so much for bearing with me. Zahira Uloa, production coordinator at Studio City and Promo Pathway graduate. Thanks so much for chatting with me today.
Thank you so much, Kareem. Thanks for the opportunity.
Paige Albiniak is editorial director of Promax BDA. LaFern Cusack is executive producer of the Daily Brief podcast and senior producer at Promax BDA. Video Helper provides the music. Digital producer Kate LaCaire-Marion and social media coordinator Kristen Craik contribute to Daily Brief. Follow Paige on Twitter at Paige A. Follow LaFern at LaFern Cusack and follow Promax BDA at Promax BDA. You can reach out to us at dailybrief@promaxbda.org. And you can subscribe to the Daily Brief podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Podomatic, and now on Spotify. Thanks for listening.